Welcome, everybody, to a very special Texas Longhorn edition of KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. I'm joined by Texas A&M coach, former Longhorn great Steve Denton, and our good friend Gary Plock is going into the Longhorn Hall of Honor, an incredible honor. I know that you're super excited to see the sport of tennis getting a player into the Hall of Honor. And looking back on the era of tennis at the University of Texas, back when you guys were all playing together, you were Southwest Conference champions in 77. I believe Gary and Kevin got to the NCAA final, taking out John McEnroe along the way. And then, of course, Kevin wins the NCAA. So what a great time to be playing tennis at Texas. What role did Gary Plock have with all of that success, both on the court and off?
Well, first of all, he was our number one player. I came a year later. Gary was already the number one player at Texas at that time, and he really set the tone for the team. Very talented, obviously had a really wicked left-handed serve that really gave everybody fits, and as a result, that was great practice for all of us.
Steve, I think it's pretty safe to say that Gary Plock will be looked upon in Texas lore as not just a great player, but a great leader. But he led in somewhat of an unorthodox way at times. He gave you a hard time. You were probably one of the guys, as much as anybody, that was on the wrong end of some of his barbs, I got to believe.
Well, no doubt. I mean, here I'm coming from a small town in Texas. Gary coming from Louisville, had already been there a year, was a very established player. And so, you know, Gary wanted that top spot. And, you know, he let us know that, you know, it wasn't going to be taken away from him very easily. And of course, he was right, because he was able to hold it for the next 3 years. He was just a fierce competitor, and he wanted to keep that edge of being felt as the best player on that team. And, you know, it helped all of us, I think, be tougher as a result.
Stuart Keller mentioned to me, Steve, that when they were living together, that Gary Plock could stand up about the same height as the pile of laundry that he needed to do. Did he often take those slovenly ways onto the tennis court, or was that pretty much relegated just to the dorm room?
Great question. I lived with Gary my first year at Texas. We lived in Moore Hill together down in the dungeon. And I can tell you that he was very happy to see my mother come, because he knew that his clothes were going to get cleaned. So I wouldn't say he was the cleanest guy around, but at the same time, when it came to being tough on a tennis court, he surely did that really well.
Turning back to a little more serious note with respect to the history of the University of Texas Athletic Department, Steve, would you say that the fact that you guys were Southwest Conference champions in 77 and that was the same year that Earl Campbell won the Heisman Trophy, did what Earl was doing on the football field sort of raise the entire profile of all of the teams at Texas? And did you just feel that much more proud to be a Longhorn because of everything that was going on the tennis court, on the football field? Did you guys all kind of blend together?
Well, you know, we all lived together and we ate in the same training table. And I think it's true when your top sport like football is at all these major universities and they have that kind of success, it certainly trickles down to the other sports. Everybody has a lot of pride in trying to hold up that high standard. And certainly with Earl winning the Heisman and other sports doing very well, all that, you know, I think made everyone want to succeed, and it gave everybody confidence as well that we could compete on the national level.
Steve, I know you and I are both disappointed that we're not going to be able to attend this ceremony honoring Gary Plock, and luckily he's going to be surrounded by some great players and some great teams, and the names of the guys on your team, you know, that come to mind, obviously Paul Avis and Brad Neighbors, and we mentioned Stuart Keller earlier and Graham Whaling, and you guys had such a good group. I don't mean to leave anybody out. Danny Byfield, there's so many guys, and if you want to, you know, throw in a couple of shouts as well. But before we leave, is there anything that you want to say to Gary specifically? Steve Denton to Gary Plock, going back on what he meant to you as a teammate at Texas.
Well, I mean, first of all, a well-deserved honor to be able to be put in this Hall of Honor. A long time coming. He's a great player. For me personally, because I got to practice with him on a regular basis, he really elevated my game. I had a long way to go to reach his standard when I first came to Texas. And just handling his left-handed serve every day in practice, that made me better. And I couldn't be more proud of him, you know, getting this opportunity to be in the Longhorn Hall of Honor and representing our tennis program. We had some great teams back then, and he was a great leader on that team. And I want to congratulate him and, you know, and his family, and obviously Coach Snyder as well, who was an integral part of all of our success. He was a great mentor and a great coach, and I know he's very proud that Gary's gotten in.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know, as I said before, you and I on the phone lamented the fact that we can't make it, but we're there in spirit, and I want to thank you and congratulate you, Steve, for all the success that you and your teams have been enjoying these past several years. We miss you, but you're doing a great job, and we all know that. And Gary, congratulations. It couldn't happen to a better man. I'm so proud to be friends with you to this day. And again, what a great honor. And boys, we're sorry we're not there, but enjoy the weekend, and congratulations, Gary Plock.